Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers are always looking for better, more efficient ways to feed the world. We don't stop with good enough. Like my dad always told me, if you take care of the land, it will take care of you. Those are words all farmers live by. For generations, we've recognized the importance of protecting our resources. Our family farms tell the story of strides we have made together in reducing our environmental impact and leaving the land better than we found it. For farmers, sustainability is at the heart of all we do in tending to the soil and caring for animals, relying on the sky and land to provide for our families and neighbors. We need to own the term sustainability. It's not a buzzword for us, it's a way of life. I would imagine that many Americans aren't aware of the extent of our current climate-smart farming practices. To us, it's simply smart farming. That's part of the reason we formed a new coalition of 21 agricultural groups to share our commitment to sustainability. Farmers for a Sustainable Future stands ready to be a resource about America's environmental efforts and to help share your story more broadly. A recent Duke University poll showed more than a third of rural voters trust local farmers and ranchers the most about environmental and conservation issues. At Farm Bureau, we do not take that trust for granted. We're committed to earning the trust of those in urban areas, too. We know there are many questions about how food is produced, how we are protecting natural resources, and what we are doing to reduce emissions. We welcome questions and will do our best to answer them. Smarter farming, new strategies, and technologies are helping us produce more while lessening the impact on the environment. In fact, over the last 70 years, production of food, feed, and fiber has grown 270%, while the use of land, energy, and fertilizer have remained steady. The numbers prove what we know. We are doing more with less. The way we grow our crops today is drastically different than just a few decades ago. The use of conservation practices and no-till crops are on the rise. Natural topsoil is being left undisturbed during planting and harvesting, reducing the chances of erosion from rain and wind, and trapping carbon within the earth instead of releasing it into the atmosphere. Choosing the best crop for a region helps conserve water. Varying the types of crops planted in a field increases soil fertility and harvests. Few people realize that American farmers were among the first environmentalists. That's a fact we all can and should take pride in. More than 140 million acres, 15% of all farmland, is dedicated to conservation and wildlife habitat today. That equals the total land area of California and New York State combined, and that number does not include the millions of acres in state-led conservation practices. Greenhouse gas emissions, one of the most cited factors in addressing climate change, are trending down in American agriculture. In all, agriculture represents less than 10% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States, far eclipsed by cars, electricity production, and other industries. Production agriculture is creating less greenhouse gas than just 30 years ago. We're doing this by using geothermal energy and harnessing the power of the sun and wind. Satellite technology helps farmers plant and harvest crops more efficiently, requiring less fuel and labor. Methane digesters capture and neutralize animal waste, turning it into fuel and fertilizer. While we're proud of what we accomplished, we are keeping our eyes on the horizon for ways to keep improving. The demands for agricultural production are not slowing down. The farming and ranching practices we employ today and the innovations to come are setting the stage for the next 30 years when the demand for food will increase by 70%. But we need partners in research, innovation, and investment to advance practices that reduce emissions and capture carbon. Together, we can leave the world a better place for our children and grandchildren. Farmland has always been a living legacy from generation to generation, and farmers are committed to ensuring that tradition of sustainability lives on. The Agriculture Department's recently released spring crop insurance prices for corn and soybeans were among the lowest in the last 10 years. Cotton prices dropped as well, down nearly 7% from last year. Not only is crop insurance a key risk management tool for farmers, creditors often use the spring crop insurance prices and revenue to establish a minimum income level, but also including other farm financial indicators, and determine how much credit they will extend to a farmer. Additionally, many monitoring the markets use the spring prices to evaluate potential corn and soybean acreage shifts. The Federal Aviation Administration should revamp its drone proposal to provide flexibility to allow farmers and ranchers who cannot access the internet to continue using drones, according to AFBF. America's farmers and ranchers embrace technology that allows them to be more efficient, economical, and environmentally aware. Drones are an important precision agriculture tool they use to manage their crops and livestock and make important business decisions. The organization pointed out in comments to the FAA on its drone-related advanced notice of proposed rulemaking. AFBF conducted an informal online survey on the farm economy between January 8th and February 14th. Nearly 300 respondents completed the survey with high participation across the Midwest. Nearly 80% of the respondents identified as a farmer or rancher, and the primary farming practices represented included crops, cattle, and calves, followed by dairy, other livestock, and specialty crops. Approximately 83% of farmers and ranchers surveyed expect farm profitability to be lower or about the same in 2020, despite a Phase 1 agreement with China, announced during the survey period, and enhanced trade opportunities with Canada, Mexico, and Japan. Despite their outlook on the farm economy, a majority of surveyed farmers expect land values and cash rents to hold their value in 2020 and over the next 5 years. Bayer and AFBF recently announced the transition of Bayer's Farm State of Mind campaign, an initiative to raise mental health awareness among the farming community, to Farm Bureau. The campaign aims to reduce stigma surrounding the topic of mental health in rural communities and to provide relevant information to farm families on this important topic. Farm Bureau plans to combine the Farm State of Mind assets with those of its ongoing Rural Resilience campaign, expanding the reach and effectiveness of its rural mental health initiatives. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said, as a third-generation farmer, he was familiar with the stress of farm life and has heard the heartbreaking stories as he's traveled around the country about warning signs missed and loved ones lost. Farm Bureau would like to thank Bayer for taking the initiative around this important topic and are excited to expand our impact by growing this campaign to connect even more farmers and ranchers with the resources they need. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service's monthly milk production report, released on February 20th, showed the largest annual decline in the number of licensed dairy operations since 2004. Since the end of 2014, dairy farmers have struggled with low prices resulting from large supplies outweighing demand in the U.S. and around the world. While we have historically seen year-over-year declines in the number of dairy operations, the data from 2019 shows this challenging price environment proved to be too much for many operations throughout the country. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.